This has been a resilient football team all season long. Those words from Doug Peterson are going to be put to the test as he announced on Monday that Carson Wentz's season is over due to a torn ACL. We kick off this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster with the job that the head coach has ahead of him.
We overcame a Pro Bowl left tackle. We overcame our middle linebacker. We've overcome a running back. We've overcome a core special teams player this year, our kicker this year. This is no different. He is the quarterback of our football team. Each one of these guys that I mentioned is tough to replace. But you know what? The reason we went out and got Nick Foles is for reasons like this and for situations like this. I'm excited for Nick, obviously. I hate it for Carson Wentz. I hate it for the season, I guess, that he's been having. But at the same time, it's been the next man up mentality, and that's how we approach it this week.
Fortunately, the Eagles have a quarterback on the roster with playoff experience in Nick Foles, who will be the starter for the rest of the season. Foles led the Eagles on a pair of scoring drives in Sunday's win over his former team. In fact, the last time the Eagles made the playoffs, it was Foles who authored a season for the ages as he threw 27 touchdowns against only 2 interceptions back in 2013. This scenario is exactly why Foles is back in Philly.
I'm absolutely ready. That's why I'm here. So I'm ready to go, prepare every day, work every day, so I'm ready to go. Coach Peterson showed a lot of confidence. I have a long history with him, and he knows I can go out there and play. So we'll see what happens.
With Wentz's season over, let's take a quick moment to marvel at his MVP caliber campaign. Wentz set the franchise record for most touchdown passes in a season with 33. He guided the Eagles to the best record in the NFC, as well as the most points in the entire league. But his final touchdown pass of the season encapsulates what he means to this team. He connected with Alshon Jeffrey on a 4th-and-goal pass, despite playing with a torn ACL.
It just shows how tough he really is. To be a little banged up at that time, and then to on a 4th down to make that throw, and Alshon to make that catch, and mental and physical toughness by he as a quarterback. But we also had a lot of guys kind of make plays in that second half that we needed, and it showed a lot of toughness by the football team.
Some good news on the injury front: second-round pick Sidney Jones will practice as a member of the Eagles for the first time this week. The cornerback out of Washington tore his Achilles back at his pro day. Once he takes the field, the Eagles will have 3 weeks to decide whether or not to put him on the active roster. That's going to do it for this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. All is not lost, Eagles fans. Have a great day, everyone.